us in, I guess. What is being on the down low?
Well, basically, the down low is a bisexual behavior that's kept undercover. That's the most simplest way I can put it. The down low behavior, or the behavior itself, crosses all ethnic groups. There are white men, Ukrainians, Polish, African Americans, Africans, Asians, all who have the same bisexual behavior. But the reason that there's so much focus being put on the African American community about this behavior, because of the impact it's having on the rise of HIV infections in the African American community. It's funny, this morning I did two interviews, one with Cosmopolitan magazine, which, as you know, markets their magazine to a suburban white audience. And one of the reasons they wanted to bring this information to the forefront for their readers is because no woman is really protected from being impacted by not only HIV but other STDs if her man is not being honest about his sexuality and his sexual behavior.
Is this... It seems a very narrow focus. Is this more common than we know?
Oh, it's very common around the country. If you look at the numbers, if you follow the stats that are reported by your health department and the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, it has been almost an alarming call out that this epidemic is having such an impact on communities of color, being both African American and Latino, that something had to be done. My book really provides a candid look at the behavior and the psyche of a man, a black man, who has this behavior and why he is living in fear from being able to come clean about his sexuality.
All right, so if I can understand this correctly, how old were you when you got married?
I got married when I was 19.
All right, and at that point, you had never engaged in anything?
No. As you know, homosexuality is what it is. If you want to break it down to its simplest form, it's homosexuality. Now, in the black community, homosexuality is considered a learned behavior by the majority. But scientists and doctors and those who I get information from have said that it is not a learned behavior, but it's something that you're born with. And that because you're born with it, it's not something you pick up, put down, and you learn from being in prison or being molested or being raped or any of those myths that people use as an excuse on why a man has sex with other men.
All right, so you're 19, you've never dabbled in that sort of thing in the past.
No.
You're married, everything's happy, and then how do we get off on this trip?
I get caught. I'm living a double life. I'm not telling my wife that I'm having sex with men. I am out having sex with men on the down low, if I may, and then I get caught. If you haven't read the book really explains how I got caught. And I just use my life as an example of what a lot of men are doing today. I am no longer on that down low behavior because now I have come out of it and really am honest with those who I choose to have sexual relationships with. My message and my purpose is just to get men to realize that they can no longer play God and not give their women the choice of if they want to be intimately involved with them if they're having sex with men.
And number three, that's